Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, two employees of the LGBTQ Center talk about the different local events and local resources available in South Bend for the LGBTQ community. Here are Tricia McCann and Jamie Morgan.
My name is Tricia McCann, and I'm the program assistant with the LGBTQ Center.
And I'm Jamie Morgan. I am part of the Pride Planning Committee for the LGBTQ Center. So I came on board last year in 2017 as the interim director for the summer to help onboard a new executive director and execute Pride last year. So last year we were very ambitious and did a block party in downtown South Bend on Michigan Avenue from Washington to Wayne. So we shut down two full city blocks for half a day to bring out all of the rainbow and glitter supplies that we could.
And glitter there was. I'm actually still covered in glitter.
We're really lucky in South Bend. The majority of our vendors that will be at Pride are local communities and nonprofits that have existing relationships with the LGBTQ Center. We really look at Pride as just kind of the pinnacle visible celebration for the year for the work that we do all year long. Do you want to talk a little bit more as the program assistant what other things the LGBTQ Center does year round?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of what we do is community-based. We have one physical center, which is the only center of its kind in northern Indiana. We have a library full of resources and books dedicated to LGBTQ issues or written by queer artists. But we also have a resource center specifically dedicated to making sure that we're connecting people to businesses, mental health facilities, and various other programs that are LGBTQ friendly, which is something that can be hard to do in northern Indiana.
Do you want to talk about the youth programming? Because when I think of the really like sweet moments for Pride, it's the people that are out with their like little kids dressed head to toe in rainbow playing cornhole in front of our booth, or just the teens that really like finally relax and feel like they have a place where they can belong, and just how important it is to cultivate that space for them.
Yeah, for sure. So we do have different groups that meet throughout the month, and they're all specifically based on how people decide to orient themselves. But specifically, we have a teen group, which is for ages 13 to 18. And that is kind of just a safe space for teens to meet other teens who might be LGBTQ. And that's something that a lot of them have expressed they don't have in their schools. And so this is kind of a separate area for them to meet people who are like them. We have trans teens, we have teens that are bi, we have teens who maybe haven't come out yet but are still working towards that. We also have a lot of strong friendships being made in the teen group, which is really great to see. A lot of times when a teen first comes in, they're super nervous. They don't really know how to act. They may not have friends who are LGBTQ in their schools, and they may not have the QSAs or GSAs that some schools do have in order to cultivate that. But a lot of them have continued to come back and reach out. And a lot of them are showing progress in terms of being more accepting of themselves, but also learning more about what being LGBTQ is to them. And so that's really great to see a lot of the time.
We get teens from all over. The dance party we did last year, we had like a van full pull up from Elkhart. And so being this kind of hub in northern Indiana is so important for us to exist here. Mm-hmm. We get people from Benton Harbor that tell us that we have the only gay nightclub in South Bend, and so they're driving down 45 minutes. So really trying to make South Bend a place that is a lot more affirming and open, but also has a lot of activity going along. So planning events throughout the whole year for the community is super important.
Yeah.
That was Tricia McCann and Jamie Morgan informing the LGBTQ community about the safe spaces and support located in South Bend. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.